playing the best in Sega vocal tracks. This is The Voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Yo, here we go. Time for some action, can't get no satisfaction until my steel toe crashes, head on collision. What's happening? Fist swinging, face smashing, no need for the caption. And you bet not interrupt when the titans are clashing. DJ, bring that beat so I can bust, slang the street, bang with the heat, semi-auto. Like to see you dodge these hollows, I blow too much beat to swallow. Can't keep up with me to follow, sound check is over, show's just begun. Try to escape, make sure words don't run.
Don't bust, bring the beat to the show.
Nowhere to run to. This ain't nothing like kung fu, more like watch what the gun do. Let the poppers pop shots and the breakers break jaws. They don't box, they draw, they don't make beats, they make war. Got kicks and stairs for ya, we take it there for ya. Heard what I said, snatch some dreads out your head, oh yeah. So you can dance around, you won't last around. I'm finna act a clown, you don't know, you better ask around. Yo, this ain't no dance battle, this here is suicide. That mean when you step in the ring, you know one thing, you will die. Death is certain, but more than a hurting on you is curtains. Disturb me while I'm working, you'll end up patient, and I'm the surgeon. Incisions rearrange your organs, I'm more than just hot, I'm scorching. Thwarted mutated organs, aborted the native orders. The rebels with a cause, causing commotion, poison is potent. I'm hoping you re-examine my opus, you think I'm joking, but not.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just started off the show there was Am I Only Dreaming, the Robtka Sleepers Syndicate remix from the 10th anniversary remix album from Radio Sega. If you haven't given that album a listen, do check it out. It's available for free at Radio Sega somewhere. I'm sure Twinnie will put a link up to it on Twitter somewhere. Nudge, nudge, Twinnie. And then after that, we had Here We Go from Anarchy Reigns, a game which I own and I still need to play. I only inserted the game once. I had about 10 minutes of it, then I had to leave, and I never played it again. But anyway, on tonight's show, it's going to be kind of a chill show today because it is very, very hot here in Australia. It's currently 11 p.m. here. But the weather at the moment for 11 p.m. is 25 degrees, which is pretty hot for nighttime. So I'm not feeling very energetic, so it's going to be a chill, relaxing, a chatty chat sort of show tonight, where we'll be talking about Sega news that's been happening, what games we've been playing as usual. I've been playing a lot of Twilight Princess, but I'll be getting into that a bit later. We'll be talking about the Nintendo Switch, the hype leading up to it for the last week, because it is coming out next week. Oh my god, I'm so excited. And also in this next hour, we'll also be going on a bit of an adventure, because I've currently just put down a bid for a video game on eBay, and I'm currently the highest bidder, so we will see throughout the show if I remain the highest bidder. The time left on this product is 48 minutes, so we'll definitely know by the end of the show if I have won the product or not. I'll give you a clue as to what game it is, but I will reveal the game a bit later on. But this game is a very, very, it's a very popular Sega series in Japan, but it is quite under the radar here in the West, and only one or two of the series has been localized over here. So that's your clue. It's probably a pretty big clue if you're a Sega fan. Leave a little comment in the Discord or on Twitter at Voices Sega, at Radio Sega. Have a guess what game I have just bidded money on. This game is quite rare as well, but I've managed to find it for a pretty decent price. So hopefully I get it. But we're going to go back into some more music, and then we shall return to talk about the news. So coming up next is My Lover, Tell Me Your Memories from On The Vocal Virtual Fighter 3 Vocal Album. Enjoy.
輝いてる My lover
Welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was My Lover, Tell Me Your Memories from Virtual Fighter 3. So everyone in the chat is trying to guess what game I'm bidding on eBay. And II says, well, on the UK eBay there is Nights Into Dreams at the moment, but it's not rare. And they said Virtual On for the Wii. I did not even know there was a Virtual On for the Wii. Is there a Virtual On for the Wii? I'm gonna have a little Google of this. I'm gonna be quite amazed if there is one. No, there isn't one for the Wii. Unless there's one in Japan. I don't know, maybe. But I'll give you a few more clues as to what this game is. So it's a JRPG sort of game. I'm not too sure about the series, to be honest, because I haven't really poured that much time into it. But it's really big in Japan. It's, I think it's sort of like a visual novel sort of game as well, where it's like you choose your responses to people and all that sort of thing. That's what I've seen from footage of the game. Everyone's in mechs as well, so this is a bit of a big clue right there. And this game was released, I believe, in the West in 2010. I may be wrong there, but yes, hopefully someone can get this, or I'll just be sure to tell you what game it is. But here's another clue, it was also available for the PlayStation 2 as well. It was on the PS2 and the Wii. So there's your clues. But anyway, let's go into some bit of the Sega news, shall we? So let's head over to some Sega fan sites to see what's been going on in the world of Sega this past week. I believe it's been quite a quiet week this past few weeks. But Rush Rush Rally Reloaded is a little indie game that was released on the WiiWare back in 2012, which is quite amazing to think that there were still games being released for Wii in 2012. But this was a fun little top-down racing game. Well, it looks pretty fun anyway. However, it will be getting a release on the Dreamcast this year. So if you have a Dreamcast and you want some new games for it, Rush Rush Rally Reloaded is coming later this year. Also, the indie game Wonder Boy, the Dragon's Trap, which is a sort of a spin on the Monster Boy series, a spiritual successor, they have announced that they'll be having some Master System inspired graphics in the game. It will have not only a cartoon HD sort of style to it, but also a classic Master System look to it as well, which looks pretty interesting. I've never actually played a Monster Boy game before, so if you have, be sure to tell me what it's like. Should I give it a shot? Should I try to give this game a chance when it comes out? Because I know there's two Wonder Boy / Monster Boy games coming out this year, which is pretty cool. In some other news, the Silver the Hedgehog first four figure, that was hard for me to say for some reason, the pre-orders are up now if you wish to buy it. It is available for $249. US, so that's about $320 Australian, that's my prediction, and about £150, £160. Those are just complete guesses. I probably got that a bit wrong, but you can have a look for yourselves if you're interested. In some other news, that seems to be it really. There isn't a lot going on this past week, which is a bit of a shame. I always like having a lot of news to talk about, but doesn't seem to be the case for this week. So if any of you have heard any news somewhere else in the Sega Sonic world, be sure to leave a comment in the Discord, and I'll be sure to read it out. So more people are trying to guess what game it is that I'm bidding on. II says, is it Sega or Atlus? It is a Sega game, but it was published by NIS, which is a smaller studio, or publisher I should say, that usually publishes kind of niche JRPG type games. So it's published by NIS America for the Nintendo Wii. Yes. After this music break, if no one can guess it, I'll just tell everyone what it is. But the Nintendo Wii has a lot of really good Sega games, I felt. It had a lot of cheap, pretty rubbish Sega titles as well. Sega did publish quite a few Marvel tie-in games on the Wii, which I have Iron Man 2, which I played a bit of that, and that was utterly rubbish. But some of my favourite Wii games were made by Sega. We've got Mad World, which was so much fun. And then we have the Conduit games, Conduit 1 and Conduit 2, which is probably the best first-person shooter available on the Wii, other than GoldenEye, the remake they did for that. If you haven't played the Conduit and you have a Wii, definitely pick it up because it is absolutely amazing. I had so much fun with those two games. They did sort of tease a third game at the end of the second one, but unfortunately nothing came about on that. So hopefully in the future, fingers crossed, we'll get a Conduit 3. I'm not holding too much hope for it, but the characters, the plot, the stages, the enemies were all really, really cool. If you have played the game, be sure to tell me what you think it is. If you play the game, let me think. I'm so tired and it's so hot that my brain is just melted at the moment. If you've played the game, tell me what you think. There we go. I eventually got there in the end. But yes, if you have any memorable Sega Wii titles, let me know what they are as well, because that'd be quite interesting to know. I'm attempting to get a full Sega collection for the Wii at the moment. I've got a few more games to go. I've got this party game for the Wii I've got to pick up. Surprisingly, I've still got to pick up Knight's Journey of Dreams for the Wii. I don't have that one, which is one of the big ones that I don't have. And also, Sega Bass Fishing. That's another game I need to pick up as well. Saying that, that just reminded me of something. Do you all remember the Sega Bass Fishing of the Dead April Fool's thing that Sega made a few years ago? It makes me want Sega to do April Fool's videos again, because that was just so amazing, and yeah, I miss that kind of stuff. So I'm just sort of dragging out this news segment because there's basically no news to talk about this week. Rexy just says, oh, I know this, I know what Scotnik is bidding for. So Rexy, if you can figure out what game it is, I will love you forever and ever. I already love you forever and ever, Rexy, but if you name the game, I'll love you that even bit more. But before then, let's go into some more music with another Virtual Fighter 3 track, which is the theme for Jackie, which is Brave It Out, Rowdy. Enjoy.
Baby, time.
there, peeps, what we just had there was Brave It Out, Rowdy from Virtual Fighter 3. Then after that we had You Can Do Anything from Sonic CD, and we finished off that little bit there with me, the massive power mix from Sonic and the Black Knight, from the one, the only, Johnny Jewelly from Crush 40. So it's game talk now, where we talk about games and stuff. So Rexy got the game correct in the chat to what I am bidding on. It is Sakura Wars So Long My Love, which is one of the only games in the Sakura Wars series that has been localized. It usually goes on eBay for about $150 or so, but I found it for $40. No one else has bidded on this item, and there's 25 minutes left, so fingers crossed that I managed to get it. Let's hope. Everyone, hashtag pray for Skotnik. Can I get a hashtag pray for Skotnik, please, on Twitter? A hashtag pray for Skotnik on Discord, please. And I hope none of you watching, listening to this live, decides to bid on this, or Dr. Skotnik will not be happy with you. So, game talk. Everyone in the chat and on Twitter, be sure to let me know what you've been playing over the past week. If you've enjoyed the game, if it's a bad experience, or any fun moments you've had in the game. Personally, I've been playing a lot of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD for the Wii U, mainly because it's less than 1 week to go until the Switch comes out with Breath of the Wild, and I've got both of those pre-ordered. I've got the Switch pre-ordered, and I've got the limited edition version of Breath of the Wild pre-ordered. In total, about $620, RIP my wallet, but I'm excited for it. But I had Twilight Princess just sitting there, and I haven't played it yet, so I decided last week that before Breath of the Wild comes out, I'm going to finish this game. And I'm currently just a bit over halfway through it. I've been playing it for 2 weeks, so this week is going to be very full on if I want to finish this game in time. I do have college, so hopefully I can manage both of those, but at the moment, Zelda has my priority. I don't care about my assignments. Link, Zelda, who cares about work? They're the most important things at the moment. Probably shouldn't be saying that, but yeah. So I always assumed that I would enjoy Twilight Princess the most. I always thought that would be my favourite Zelda game. I'm not sure why. I think it's because when I was a bit younger, I really liked the whole realistic look of the game. But after playing it, I think I enjoy Wind Waker a bit more. So Wind Waker was my first Zelda game. Twilight Princess, this is my second Zelda game that I'm finishing. And Wind Waker to me just feels a bit more polished, finished, and has much more charm to it in comparison to Twilight Princess. I really like Midna. Midna's a great character, and I enjoy the whole Wolf Link little part of it as well. It's weird how in Legend of Zelda, if Link turns into a wolf creature thing and has different gameplay, that's perfectly fine. But if Sonic turns into a wolf and has different gameplay, that's not okay. That's the worst thing ever. It's worse than Sonic 06. But yeah, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. Fingers crossed I can get this finished by the end of the week, hopefully. And I've also been trying to get a lot into Puyo Puyo over this past week too. I've been playing it on the Sega 3D Classics Collection for the Nintendo 3DS. If you don't have that collection and you're a big Sega fan, I'd recommend checking it out, because it does have a lot of cool niche sort of Sega arcade games that you might not have played before, and have this really cool stereoscopic 3D effect to it, which is pretty cool. And it also has Sonic 1 on the cart as well. So I've been playing Puyo Puyo 2 on there, but I found a cool little thing on Steam the other day. With Sega Mega Drive and Genesis Classics on Steam, a few months ago Sega added the Steam Workshop to it, so anyone can mod any of the Sega Mega Drive Genesis games on it. And someone's uploaded a mod where you can play the original Puyo Puyo by modding Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, which is really, really cool. If you don't know how to do the mods on Steam Workshop, it's very simple. All you gotta do is click on it, you click subscribe, and then basically you open the game, and there's an option in the game for mods. You click on it and it's basically done. There's no having to mess around in files or anything like that. It's really easy, and I'm proud of Sega for doing this, because it's quite nice to get the community involved to add to their games and stuff like that. And I had also been playing Rocket League as well this past week, which II has been playing as well. Rocket League is one of those games I can just always go back to for one game, for 25 games, however long I want to. It's one of those games I just can't get bored of, and it's just so much fun. I'm starting to get a little bit bored of Overwatch at the moment. I'm not playing it as much as I do Rocket League, but if any of you are up for a game of Rocket League one time, I'm always available to have one or two games so I can beat you. I mean, what? So, be sure to let me know what you've been playing in the chat or on Twitter, because I'd love to know. But I think tonight we might end the show a little bit early, because one, it is very, very hot in this room at the moment, and because I'm doing a show and I have to talk to you, I can't turn on my fan, so I'm currently boiling. In June, July time, I'll be going on a holiday to England, where unfortunately it will also be summer there. So I've got a summer in Australia where it's going to be very, very hot and very dry, and then it's going to cool down in Australia. I'm going to go to England, and it's not going to be as hot because it's England, but in England it can get very, very humid during the summer, which is not very good, and I do not enjoy humidity at all. So yes, that's what I've been playing this past week. This next following week I'm going to be playing a lot of Twilight Princess, going to finish that game, and I'm going to prepare myself for the Nintendo Switch, where I'm going to attempt to be the first one in line, but we'll see how that goes. Also, one last thing before I forget, I've also created a little Instagram account for video games. I've created a gaming Instagram account. If you want to follow me, just go on Instagram and search at Dr. Skotnik. I'll be posting stuff there every few days, posting pictures of video games that I really enjoyed, pictures of merchandise, and other little video game related things. So check it out, and yeah, it's sort of a shout out because I need more followers. Twitty just said you couldn't turn your fan on while the music played or before you went on. Well, my fan's in my bedroom, you see, and I'm in the study at the moment, and there's no fan here. So I'm currently boiling. So coming up next is Strength for the Journey from the Sega Game Music presented by BB Queen's album. And then after that, to rival Rexy's attempt, I'm going to be doing my own live rendition of Supersonic Racing from Sonic R. I hope you enjoy somewhat. Enjoy.
in the heat.
Super Sonic Racing, come on, let's find
goodbye.
Don't you know?
Feel my heart just race.
Please end my life.
Everybody,
super sonic race and try to keep your feet out of the ground. When you're super sonic race and there's no time to look around. Super sonic race and run to the point of no return. Everybody supersonic racing. Come on, let the fire burn.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. What am I doing with my life?
Everybody super sonic racing.
Everybody super sonic racing.
Yeah. Everybody.
Why is there no words in this last part? This is everybody. Is that the most original lyrics you can come up with? Supersonic racing, yeah. I'm gonna add more little words to this at the end, so you can just drag out the song. Yeah, woo. Yeah, everybody, supersonic racing. Yo, what up? It's your boy, Sonic, back again. We're gonna do some supersonic racing, yo.
I hope you enjoy.
Coming up next,
let's get on tonight. Enjoy.
Come on! Woo! Just cruising. Get it on tonight, alright? When it goes a little something like this. Well, excuse me, sorry, but I didn't mean to trouble you. I was just cruising along in my BMW when I saw you driving by. You caught my eye, and then
I thought, why are you on your own, all alone? Talking with someone on the end of the phone, is there another guy? Just waiting for you to get home. Girl, I should've known. So what to do between you and me? Can we get together, watch TV? I know there's a place that you'd rather be. Where the money means nothing and the drinks are free. Let me take you there, no need to be aware. Did I tell you I'm a millionaire? Forget about him, now he's out of sight. And let's get it on tonight. Yeah, let's get it on tonight. Alright, yeah, you know what I'm saying? All night. Let's get it on tonight.
First three. My car along the freeway. I take you to my room, lots of blame. For a while, more than a mile. Keeping in touch, talking on the mobile. My clock 10:10 when we got to my mansion. The only thing that I could think about was expansion. Kitchen and I pour some wine, and I thought to myself, haha, you're on your mind. I told you to undress me, caress me, try to arrest me, but just don't possess me. Do what you wanna do, anything you wanna do. Oh, that feels good, please continue. Forget about him, that is out of sight. Hey, it's me, I'll make it alright.
So come on, why don't you turn out the light, and let's
and we can get it on tonight.
Come on,
girl.
Get it on tonight. In morning, the day was dawning. I got up yawning, saw you lying in my bed, scratching your head. And then you said to me,
where are you going, honey?
To make some money, I replied. What's so funny? You looked at me with the smile on your face, like you wanted something. Another embrace, so I paused for a minute
to say goodbye. I really didn't want to make you cry. I left for work about 9:30. Forget about what I left behind. The day was okay, kind of lazy. But when I got home, you really amazed me. Shed your light, you were still in bed. Let's get it on.
What?
Yeah.
Let's
Let's get it on tonight.
Let's get it on tonight.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was some beautiful Sega game music presented by Mr. BB Queens, Strength for the Journey, Image by Tank Afubu. Then after that we had my rendition of Supersonic Racing, and then after that we had a half my rendition of Let's Get On Tonight, and a half of the original Let's Get On Tonight. Which I said in the Discord, I would watch 50 Shades Darker if that was the theme for the movie. And it's getting all hot and heavy in here. I've had to take my shirt off. Getting a bit hot and heavy here on The Voice of Sega. But unfortunately, this brings us to the end of the show. So, moment of truth. I am still the number one bidder for the Sakura Wars game. We've got 2 minutes and 50 seconds left, so we're going to stay on here for another 2 minutes and 50 seconds. We're going to see if someone else manages to get the game before me. I hope no one does. If you're listening to this, please just love me and let me get it, please. I've got it for a pretty good deal so far, much cheaper than what it usually goes for. I've never played a Sakura Wars game before, mainly because all the other ones are in Japanese. So it'll be quite good to have this one added to the collection, but I've got a lot of games I need to get through first before I make my way over to that one. I'm getting to the point now where I get some games just for the sake of owning them, rather than just playing them, which is basically more than half of my Wii collection. I've just bought the games, and I've never even touched them. Ugh. So I hope everyone has enjoyed the show tonight. Next week we'll be talking about the Nintendo Switch, because I will have the Nintendo Switch in my hands this time next week. Oh, that just the thought of that is just beautiful. I can't believe it. In 1 week's time I'm going to be sitting in this exact spot with a Switch in my hand, doing a radio show while playing Breath of the Wild at the same time. I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit too excited there. I'm very much excited for this. I'm going to attempt to be first one in line, if not one of the top, the first five or so, because I don't want to wait in line for hours, which I doubt will happen in Australia, but we've got 1 minute and 10 seconds left, so I've got to figure of something to fill up this next 1 minute with. I'm looking forward to Puyo Puyo Tetris coming out for the Switch. That's going to be a lot of fun, and also Sonic Mania, Project 2017, ARMS, I'm looking forward to ARMS, surprisingly. Also looking forward to Splatoon 2, a lot of Switch games I'm looking forward to. The Wii U, in my opinion, was a very underrated console. It reminds me a bit of the Dreamcast. It sold terribly, but it had amazing games for it. And if you can manage to pick up a Wii U very cheap somewhere, do get your hands on one, because you can play such classics as Bayonetta, and Bayonetta, you know? And there's other games as well, Zombie U, which has been ported now. Mario Kart, that's going to be ported now on the Switch. You know what? Most of the Wii U games are probably going to be ported to the Switch. Which is a shame for Wii U owners, and Wii U/Switch owners, because we have to buy the same game twice, or just miss out on a few games. But no, if you can get a Switch, if you can get a Wii U, you can have a bit of fun with it for this year. Because Breath of the Wild is on the Wii U, and a lot of other games are as well. And the Switch lineup at the start is pretty bare bones, but by the end of this year, it's going to be a console worth getting, I think. And the auction has just finished, and I won. Hooray! I managed to get the game for £24, which equals $40 in Australia, with £6 shipping. So that adds another $10. So I managed to get the game for $50, which usually this game goes for about $150. So I've saved quite a bit of money. About 2 months ago, I bought Altered Beast, the PS2 version, on eBay. And I never received that. So fingers crossed I get this game. I don't know what happened with the Altered Beast. Apparently they shipped it and it didn't get to my house or something. And I haven't got my money back or anything, so I'm just going to have to wait that one out. But anyway, that's some good news to end the night off with. I'm going to go to my bed, turn on my fan to maximum, and probably go to sleep now. I hope you all have a lovely day, a lovely afternoon if you're in England. And I shall see you all next week. To end the show off with, we're going to play some Jet Set Radio. It is Sweet Soul Brother. Enjoy.
Listening to Chilly with It, the Fest 2016. Get Chilly with It.